Dalet Sivan, Monday the 6th of June, Rabbi David Roth, face to face.
Good morning, Shosavi Moishli, to Kalakola, to Mishle. A few days to Matan Torah. The Torah goes to a description in Pasha Sisrei and Pasha Sishanan on the Mamad Ha Sinai. Although physically we don't recall being there, but our Meshomas were there. And one looks in the Torah, the way the Torah illustrates the Kodis of Rokim, the Eish, the Lapidim, the Kaptah Pachad, what went on at Mamad Ha Sinai. Rashi says in Tehillim, Koil Choytiv L'Havoy Seish, that Klal Yisrael saw the Rebbe Shalom Kaviyachu when he said, Anoichi, Anoyelecha, he saw the Eish, the fire, Kilo, coming out of the Rebbe Shalom Kaviyachu when he was talking to us, and it inscribed itself on the Luchas. Kol Oilam Kulo Yichol Miponecha, it's as if the world literally came to a standstill, and the Rebbe Shalom came, Ayyid Hashem and HaSinai, and the Rebbe Shalom spoke to us. The pasuk says that the koil of Mamad Har Sinai is a koil gadol v'lo yosof, which means it's a tremendous koil v'lo yosof, lo posak. It's a koil, a sound, a voice which doesn't stop, and it's a sound which reverberates through all times into our generations l'dor y'dor. I saw that the really for us to experience the koilus of Rokim and to try and connect. You know, we say every Yom Tov that by learning the Yonim of Yom Tov and Yom Eilin is Korim V'Nasim, that by mentioning Yom Tov, that's how we live the Yom Tov. It's hard for us to say that we can actually sense what the Kodesh of Rokim were about. I did see that the Heichel HaBrocha from the Commander brings it to Yadua, the Baal Shem Tov, the Talmidov, they were zoicha to experience the Kodesh of Rokim, Mishas HaSeres HaDibris, and that's also in Divri Cheskel. From the Shin of Erov, he brings that his father, the Divri Chaim, Reb Chaim Tzanzer, he could be marigish bepoil mamish the koilus of Rokim. I think it's a madriga which is above us. For us, it's easier to relate to Yom Tov, maybe a piece of cheesecake is easier for us to relate to than the koilus of Rokim or Mamad Har Sinai, not really an amadriga. A bit to understand and a bit to connect what lesson we can take out of Mamad Har Sinai. The truth is, the koilus of Rokim, we say in davening in Rosh Hashanah, the koilus of Rokim aleim hoi foto. That the Rebbe Shlom was niskala to us in the Indian of Kodesh of Rokim, the Eish, and the Kodesh of Rokim were all associated with the Rebbe Shlom coming and talking to us. The Pasuk says that Matan Torah was ponim b'ponim dibe Hashem imochem. The Rebbe Shlom spoke to us face to face, and because he spoke to us face to face, that's why there was such a to-do around it. And I thought maybe if we could possibly connect to this Indian of ponim b'ponim dibe Hashem imochem. I mean, today we live in a hest upon him where we don't see that level of interaction with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, but maybe by talking about it, there's something, a lesson we can take out, Torah's Nitzchias, and surely there's a lesson we can take as we approach Yom Tov. The truth is, there's a big question here. There's a Rashi in Pashas Kisiso. When we look at the way the Torah describes the Koyle Koyles and the Brokim and literally the whole world, says that the almost the Oilam went to Bilam and they thought Moshe was bringing a Mabel. Rashi says in Pashas Kisiso, when Moshe Rabbeinu brought down, he said, Solcha Shnei Luchas Avonim, the Moshe Rabbeinu after the first Luchas came to an end with the Masa Egel, the Moshe Rabbeinu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Solcha Shnei Luchas. And the Pasuk says, Ishla Yale Imach, Gabish Alir B'Cholaho, Moshe says, we'll do it discreetly, we'll do it quietly, no Koilis, no Brokim, Rashi says, because they were with koilus, the koilus of kehilos, and the whole clan Yisrael together as one, there was such a big to-do, there's such a lot of pumbi, of pomp. So sholto behem ayin ro. So there was ayin ro which was showing that the luchas didn't last with clan Yisrael. So Rashi in the choyofim and atznius. So Moedik Rashi, and one has to really understand the Rashi. Here there was a mamad of Kavod HaTorah, where the Rebbe was coming and giving the Torah to Klal Yisrael, and Rashi saying, "Incha Yochem Natsnius." The Koilus, the Chayyim Rashi saying, it's not a good thing. I mean, the Rebbe Shlom chose to do it this way. We say Al Fishinon. The Rebbe Shlom decided to come down with Malachim Mala and make this to do. The Rebbe Shlom wanted; he could have given us the Luchas Rishonim the first time as well, discreetly to Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, here's the Luchas, give it over to Klal Yisrael. The Rebbe Shlom decided, and no, he wants to talk to us. Ponim b'ponim di b'Hashem Yimochem. So, how can we understand that the ponim b'ponim dib Hashem Yimochem and everything associated with that and related to that, the Kodesh of Rokim, Aleim Hoifoto, that was the reason that the Torah, the Luchos Rishonim, should be taken away from us? How can we understand that? And what message was it which is so important for us to learn, which is the price of losing the first Luchos? What's so important of having the Ponim B'Ponim, having the interaction with the Rebbein Shleim, which necessitated the Kodesh of Rokim and everything along with that, which was worth it, even though we lost the Luchos Rishonim? Chazal say that the Luchos Rishonim was a high level in Torah. Adam Loimud Ve'Einoy Shecheach, a person used to learn Torah and he never forgot what he was learning. And only after we had the second Luchos, then there's already Shechas HaTorah. So imagine what Torah would be like, what opinion Klal Yisrael could have in Torah if we wouldn't forget our learning. How much stronger the kinyan of Torah we would be able to have if we would still have the Luchos Rishonim. So what did we need? What was so important here, which for that we paid the dear price of losing the Luchos Rishonim? So another question. The Mamet Har Sinai, the Torah says, Yishomel Lechosh Menashcho Ma'oid, and the Ramban Ala Torah in Pashtves Chanan, and also in Sefer Mitzvah, Mitzvah Beis, says there's a law not to forget Mamet Har Sinai. We have to recall Mamet Har Sinai. Pasuk says, Vaydatom Levonecho Velevnevonecho, you should tell your children, your grandchildren, Yom Hashem Matu Lefnei Hashem Lekecho B'choyev. It's interesting that the Ramban Ala Torah says that there's a mitzvah saseh to speak to our children and grandchildren about Mamet Har Sinai. What went on? How the Rebbeinu Shel Olam Miskale, he doesn't bring in Sefer Mitzvahs, and Sefer Mitzvahs he only brings the Lois Aser. It's interesting, if one looks at Ramban Parshas Chanan, says there's mitzvahs aseh to tell one's children, one's grandchildren. Everyone has to understand, by Pesach we know there's a mitzvah Yigabto Levincha, by Yom Ahu there's a mitzvah to give over the message of Yitzis Mitzrayim and all the lessons we can learn out of it. And the Torah makes it very clear to us how to do that mitzvah. The Torah says, the Torah guides us and structures for us a very clear way of how to give over to Darius the message of Yitzias Mitzrayim. By Mamet Har Sinai, we don't find a time or place when and how to give over the message. There's a mitzvah to forget it, there's a mitzvah to give it over, yet we don't find like a time which is scheduled in our diaries, if you like, where we sit down and talk to our children the message of Mamet Har Sinai. That's something we need to understand. There's a Rambam I saw this year in First and Sixth Chaim from Chaim Friedlander, a Rambam in Igeres Teimon, which for me I found a big chizuk, and I wanted to share it here. There's a Rambam in Igeres Teimon, and the letter the Rambam wrote to the Bnei Teimon, where there was Zeis Shmad and he needed Chizuk. And he brings there an interesting lashon which I'll read out. He says, Roi lochem acheinu, shetigadlu b'neichem, you should rear your children, you should be mechanech your children, ala mamad ha-hu ha-godin, on the mamad of Ha-Sinai. V'tisapru b'soif kol ve'edo, you should speak in public, v'gulosoi ve'hiduroi, the gedula and the covered, which that HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself, it's Amud HaEmunah. The fact that Rishon was miskale to us is Amud HaEmunah, which you should speak about in public. You should be megadl your children. Interesting lashon. Doesn't say you should just speak to your children about it. It says tegadlu b'neichem el amamad ha'hu agodim, which we'll maybe explain soon. And he says at the end a point which the Chayyim answers one of the questions we asked. He says, "Ksiv b'Torah ki levavu nasis eschem boho alekim ovavu tiyeh yirasi al panichem avulti sechtol." And this relates to a pasuk where Moshe Rabbeinu, when Klal Yisrael were petrified of the koilus, and they told Moshe, "You know, we can't take the Rebbeinu Shem talking to us. Alidabi mon alekim penomus. It's too powerful. We can't take it." So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Klal Yisrael, "Al tiro." The reason why the Rebbeinu Shlom is escalated to you in this way is kilevavu nasis eschem bohalekim, or vavu tiyerosa pneichem levilti sechto. The Chayyim Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Klal Yisrael, you know why the Rebbeinu Shlom is escalated to you in this way? For two reasons. First of all, the nasis eschem bohalekim, and also vavu tiyerosa pneichem levilti sechto. So the second point I think we understand. The Mefarshim explained that the Eish, the fire, was that Klal Yisrael should experience a yira. It's a year of Sarayimimus, a year of being in awe of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, of a year of Sa'onish, like we say, if you say in Chazal, Shomtek for Raschem, if you don't makabel the Torah. So the Eish we understand what the Torah says, Tiyah Yirosei Al Paneichem, the Vilti Sechto. It seems that before Klal Yisrael became a Kabbal Torah, they needed this Indian of years Shemaim. Like we find here also Kedemis Lechachmosoi, Chachmosoi Miskayemes, that's the Indian of year. But what does it mean, Levavu Nasis Eschem Bo'alikim? So the Rishonim offer different interpretations. Rashi says here, Levavu Nasis Eschem, as he said, Nasis is Beloshna, we say in Kabbal Shoifon, Shmin Esther, the son Nais, the Kabbit, Skol Yoseinu, Nais is a banner. Nais is when you elevate something, says Rashi, Ligadul Eschem Bo'alam, Sheyitzelochem Shem Be'umois, Shehu Bechvoidoi, Niglo Alechem. The reason why we asked before, why did we need this grace of pomp? This great pomp be that Rosh was a scholar, but Koyle Koyle is the Klal Yisrael, and it's not at the price that we should lose the Luchas Rishonos. Rashi says the Moedika insight. He says that the reason was Legadol Eschem Ba'olam. We see here the Chibosim Shel Yisrael. We see here that Rebbeinu Shlomo wanted Klal Yisrael to feel and be known as the Am HaNivcha in the whole world, which was more important than Klal Yisrael being with Kasha to the Torah. To a degree, because of the Koyle Koyles, because the whole world knew about it, and because there would be a Shlita of Ayin Horror, they lost the Luchas Rishonos. But Rashi is saying, the Vavunasis Eschem Bo'alikim, the Rosh wants to lift you up, the Rosh wants you to know you're the Am HaNivcha, and at whatever price, even if it's going to be a pagam in your Kinyan and Torah, and in the way we can learn and acquire and internalize Torah and connect with Torah, it seems Rashi is saying, that's from the positive, the Vavunasis Eschem Bo'alikim, the Rosh wants to pick you up, that let the whole world know. The Rambam has another Mahalach Nasis Eschem. But here the Rambam, in this letter, in the Segeris Taimon, he also offers another pshat. He says, "Kilevavu Nasis Eschem Boha Likim, Kiloima, Shezeh Haniglo Aleyem Be'inyon Zeh." You know why the Rebbein Shloim revealed himself to you, Be'inyon Zeh, in this manner? Kedei Shetamdu B'chol Nisoyoy, Sheyivka Vuchem Be'achis Hayomim. So that you should be able to be Oymed B'Nisoyon, in any Nisoyon which will come your way, the Achis Hayom in the end of time, Shlo Yozuz Levavchem, Veloy Sechto. The Rambam is offering a pshat in the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Al Tiro, don't be scared. You know why the Rebbe Shlom is scowling at you in this way? Ki Levavu Nasi Seschem Bo'alekim. Because the Rebbe Shlom is going to be menasing you. There will be Nisyonos. B'meshach L'doyer, B'meshach L'generations, there will be Nisyonos. You won't always see the Rebbe Shlom. And Hashem wants, Tiyeh Yossi Al Paneichem Avuti Sechto, that we should have a chizik in Amunah, a chizik in Yer Shemayim. That's why the Rebbeinu Shlom was a scholar in this way. We ask, why did the Rebbeinu Shlom have to be a scholar in such a manner? Upon him, Diba Hashem Yimochem. The answer is because the Rebbeinu Shlom, according to what the Rambam is saying, and this is Pshat in the Pasuk, is the Rebbeinu Shlom is saying at Mount HaSinai, when Klal Yisrael are getting the Torah and connecting with the Rebbeinu Shlom, that actually, it's not always going to be so clear. There'll be Zmanim, and there'll be a Hest upon him. And the Vavonasi says to him, the Rebbeinu Shlom is going to give the Torah in the future. So, if you want to stick with the Yerush Ramayim, you want to have a chizik and a munna, that's why now I'm talking to you ponim b'ponim. What does that mean? It means that every Nisoyan, the Tzad HaShov, the common denominator of every Nisoyan is that we don't see the Rebbeinu Shlom. In Malachim, there's a clarity, they don't have a b'chira, it's clear to them what to do and what they need to do. And us, there's a hest upon it, there's a chesidus ha'tayich, ki lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. Which poshut means ki lo yirani ha'odom v'chai. A person can't see me and live, Hashem says. It's not the way. You can't see the Rebbeinu and live. As the Taitre once said, ki lo yirani ha'odom. When a person can't see me, then v'choy. That's life. That's the essence of human life. The Rebbeinu wants us to be in a matzav of lo yirani ha'odom. However, to be able to maintain that and stay close to the Rebbeinu Shloim, even in such circumstances, the Rebbeinu Shloim says, let me be miskalet to you once, ponim b'ponim diva Hashem imochem. Now let the whole world know that this is the way, this is the interaction we have, and this is our communication. And then, in the future doyos, you'll be able to stand by any nisyonos which come your way. So according to the Rambam, when the Torah says, v'idatam levonecho v'levnei vonecho, according to the Rambam, it's actually not just telling Klal Yisrael, telling their children, the message of Mamad HaSinai. It's actually Tegadlu B'neichem, his notion is, Roi Lochem Achinu Shetegadlu B'neichem Al HaMamad HaHu HaGodoy. Should be mechanech your children on this Mamad. And what Hilchoyah seems to be saying is that the heart of Chinuch, the heart of being Megadol children, should be Mamad HaSinai. Children should know, and this is Hilchoyah what we're saying here, that V'datum Levonecho Levnei Vonecho Yom HaShem Mato means that Klal Yisrael should be able to be so steadfast, they should be able to tell the children that, you know, we had the interaction upon him, that the Rebbeinu Shlom came down to us, like somebody knocks on the door, I want to talk to you. The Rav Shalom came down and spoke to us, ponim b'ponim, and that's a gewaldige chizuk, which, as he says, kedei shetamdu b'chol nisoyin, sheyivka b'chem b'achis hayomim. I think there's still room, though, to explain how we can connect to the ponim b'ponim, how we can connect to this Indian when there's such a hesed ponim. How can we actually relate to this ponim b'ponim? So I found this sasemes, which towards the end of Shavuos, one of the last sasemes on Shavuos here, she brings a very interesting psikta. It says in the pasuk, ponim b'ponim diba Hashem imochem. So the psikta says like this: yes, you have a case. It's going on the pasuk ponim b'ponim, but it gives us access to the inyan of ponim b'ponim in a new way. So yes, she melamed roitze ve'ina talmid roitze. Sometimes have a melamed teaching Torah. He wants to teach ve'ina talmid roitze. The talmid doesn't want. That's, I think, all too common. Walk into any school. Yeah, you have a melamed. He's prepared. He's trying to run a class. But talmid ain't the right. The talmid doesn't want. Chazal say tinnik abriach and based on sefer. They'd rather be playing outside. That we understand. You have a melamed who wants to teach, and the talmid doesn't want to learn. Normal. Yes, talmid roitzer. They ain't the rav roitzer. But you have a talmid who wants to learn. They ain't the rav roitzer. Here it's already. The rav doesn't want to teach. Back to the question: why is he a rebbe if he's not? He doesn't want to teach. What's he doing there? You have to understand that. Says a psikta b'ram hocha ponim b'ponim dida. By here, by matan Torah, you know what? It was ponim b'ponim. Klal Yisrael roitze Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the melamed, the ultimate melamed Torah, the Am Yisrael. He was roitze. He wanted to teach. So here it was ponim b'ponim. Before we understand pshat in the psikta, how can you have a rav who's not roitze? And what's the chiddush? The Baruch Hu was roitze, and the Klal Yisrael roitze. You already see that there's a new havana, there's a new understanding in ponim b'ponim. It doesn't mean only the physical of ponim b'ponim, face to face, the interaction. There's an Indian here of roitzah. It's going on the pnimius of what does it mean to be ponim b'ponim. It means that there's a matzav of roitzah, that from both sides there's a roitzah. But the Sfasemis takes it another level, which I think allows us to take maybe a practical application for this Indian of ponim b'ponim. The Sfasemis says, In explaining this psikta, seemingly the Sasemis had shver, where did the psikta see in the words ponim b'ponim this Indian of rotzen? That by the Rebbeinu Shlomo and Klal Yisrael there was a matzvah of ponim b'ponim, they both wanted the Torah. Says Sasemis, ponim, he brings the pasuk in Parshas Achrei and Parshas Kukosai, says, of Fonisi Aleichem, Nosati Ponai. We find expressions, we say in Davin sometimes, there's the ponim of the Rebbeinu Shlomo. What does it mean? How do we understand it? So he brings, which Rashi brings from Chazal on these psukim in Parshat Chukosai and Achrei, ponim is poine ani mikol asokai va'oisik bochem. I'm poine mikol asokai. Means I'm disengaging from anything else, from any other involvement, any other activities. Or poine ani bochem. So I'd like to explain it, maybe, and we'll go back to with the Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin says a story, a well-known story of a Praedon. There's Namoyer Preda, who had a Talmud, who was a Shvacha Talmud, who was a weak student, and Preda used to daily, invested lots of efforts into this Talmud. It says in the Gemara, Preda used to take 400 times to explain him a Gemara, explain him a Halacha every day. One day, before Preda sat down to learn this Talmud, somebody told him, you know, you've got a Dvar Mitzvah to go to soon, when you finish learning. So he said, okay. He sits down with the Talmud, and he taught him 400 times. And it says in the Gemara, the Talmud, he didn't grasp what the Rebbe was saying. So Omale, the Rebbe said to him, every day you chap. It might take you 400 times, but at the end of it, you chap. Maishno, today, it's not going in after 400 times. Omale, he said to him, from that moment, the Omale the man, that they told my Rebbe, Ikem Milsa the Mitzvah, that the Rebbe has another agenda, a mitzvah. And every moment, I was thinking, maybe the Rebbe is going now. So, Repeda heard. She said, Omale, have datich, now focus, concentrate. But ask the Lach, and I'll teach you again. Says the Gemara, he taught him another 400 times, a total of 800 times. Came out of Baskoil and said, Lescha, either you and your whole day in Olam Habo, or you can have another 400 years to live. He chose to Olam Habo, and he got both. He lived extra 400 years, and him and his daughter went to Olam Habo. So this Gemara is a Majdiki Gemara. First, you see a prayer with a Mesias Nefesh, I mean, to calm it. Chaim Shmulevitz on this Gemara used to say that Chazal on his Paul from the Rebbe, a prayer such patience and such Mesias, he says, Ich bin das Paul from the Talmud. The Talmud every day, 400 times, he's ready to listen to his Rebbe, and he didn't chap because he's ready for another 400 times. Chaim Shmulevitz used to say that. Al Kaponim, what went wrong here? What went wrong? Why didn't Repeda, I mean, you're talking about Repeda with such Ahmas HaToya, you can go over the same halacha 400 times every day. It was an Amoya, and he such Ahmas HaToya, there was the same halacha he could just go over again and again, and such Ahmas HaBrias, to help this Talmud on the cheshbon of his own steiging, his Amoya, his own learning, yet it didn't go in after 400 times, and for sure each time was with another hesbah, with another explanation. But we see in the Gemara that the Talmud was Mesiach Das. The Talmud felt that the Rebbe is not there fully for him. And it's a major point that you see that with such Mesiach and with such Ibn Gegebenkeit that this Rebbe is sitting and learning 400 times, he felt that he couldn't focus, he felt, according to this Fasemis that we're seeing here, I think to explain this Gemara, he felt that there was a lack in the Ponim upon him. In the Ponim Ani Mikola Sokai. In somewhat, at some level, bebchinas ma, there was a pegam in the ponim beponim, in the poinani mikol asokai. When the Preda was sitting down in this Talmud, there was something else. And the Preda didn't even say anything. The Talmud sensed that the Rebbe is not fully here because the Rebbe soon has to go to something. So that brings us to mind how important the ponim beponim is. And when there's no ponim beponim, when there's no poinani mikol asokai, when it's not pronounced that there's a poinani mikol asokai, it can ruin the ponim beponim interaction, which is necessary for the mysterious of Torah. What the Psikta here is saying is that actually, ponim beponim, when you have a melamed sheroitzer, and you have a talmud sheeneroitzer, or you have a talmud sheroitzer, the melamed eneroitzer, it means that to be able to have a rotzen, to be able to have the complete rotzen, the complete approach, the attitude, the connection to Torah, one needs first the hakdoma of Pnai, which is inherent in the word ponim beponim, that poinani mikola sokai is disengagement from anything else. So in this way we see, and we can begin to understand, when we're talking about the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlom is a nois in our Torah, and giving us the Torah, the Rebbeinu Shlom shows, and Sosemes goes on to explain here, how by Rebbeinu Shlom kevyachol, we find it difficult to understand, poinani mikola sokai. But al koponim, we know from Midrashim, that the world literally came to a standstill and everything stopped, and the Rebbeinu Shlom descended into this world for one reason and one purpose only, to be ponim beponim with us and give us over the Torah. So we see here, when we're thinking about how we can give over Torah and how parents can give over Torah to children and rebbes to Talmidim, we're seeing here that actually one needs to have this ponim beponim, this poinani mikola sokai, v'oisikani bochem. We find that the first Torah which was brought into the world was in the oifn of ponim beponim. And we asked before, why was it so necessary to have this ponim beponim, which necessitated the koile koilis and brokim and the eish and everything which comes together with the Rebbeinu Shlom coming to talk to us into this world? And the reason is because what we're seeing now is that for the transmission of Torah, we need a ponim beponim. We need to be a ponim mikol asokai, and that's what happened by Matan Torah. Just to explain it a bit more, perhaps what we can take out from it is a Yerachaim Hakodesh in Parshas Kisiso. In Parshas Kisiso, the Torah talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, the interaction of the Rebbeinu Shlom with Moshe Rabbeinu. V'dibah Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim. What we were zoicha b'shas Matan Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu had the whole time. V'dibah Hashem el Moshe ponim el ponim kashi daber ishol reyeyum. Like a person speaks to his friend. And this is also, I think, something to, if we're already talking about face to face, the Pasuk describes the interaction of ponim el ponim, kashidabi ishal re'eyu. There's the joke of the fellow that he was reading a paper and his wife's talking to him, and she tells him after a few minutes, stop nodding, I finished talking. So the same idea, the person is engaged in something, then it's a felt in the ponim beponim. And the Chazanish, when he talks in his hadrocha to young couples, in his letter, his famous letter, he writes there that by talking one to the other, it's hishtadlus hayis achdus, he calls it, it's a way of uniting as one. Now, taking this story as an analogy of Repeda of 400 times, the parents say to children, I've told you hundreds of times already. But actually, we see here in the story of Repeda, it can be taka hundreds of times, and this is only, I'm just saying, Tayrihi v'lomidon etrichim. But if there's a chesaron in the ponim beponim, which most often interactions are like that, so that the parents are ready to talk to the child, actually the child is busy doing something else, or the child's trying to grab the parents' attention, and the parents are doing something else, if we think about it, there's actually not so much ponim beponim going on. But actually, when the Torah says that Hashem talks to Moshe ponim el ponim kashi yidaber ishareyu, the implication being that this is the normal way a person interacts with his chavar, with his friend, whoever it is. So the Rechaim Kodesh says here a very interesting yisoid. They also say Hashem the Baal Shem Tov. He says, he brings the pasuk, k'mayim aponim neponim, k'inlev ha'odom la'odom. He says here, ki kefi ashe yochin ha'odom liboy lehoif chaveiroi, to the degree which a person prepares his own heart to love his friend, k'moy ken yizboinen leif chaveiroi lehoif voisoi. It's a very interesting thing, that if a person wants to be ma'ira ahava to a friend or to whatever, the way he feels towards that person or that thing, that will reconnect to him. The huomre kashidaba ishareyeu. When we think about Moshe Rabbeinu, that Hashem spoke to him ponim el ponim, what I'd like to take out of the Sori Chaim HaKadosh is that actually it wasn't just Ribbono Shel Olam came with this matana to Moshe Rabbeinu. There was a hachana of Moshe Rabbeinu, which lefi Rav Avidosai, his avodas Hashem and the way he grew, and he connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and as we're saying, come to the Sasemes, to be able to reach this level of ponim el ponim. He had this poinani mikol asokai, which the Rambam says at the Derech HaNaviim, to disengage from anything else. So that way, he was zeicher to facilitate the Ribbono Shel Olam's ponim towards him. And when we think about it, the way the Ribbono Shel Olam was discovered to us with Matan Torah was much the same way. When Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, they started this process of the Yimei HaSfira, which we do today, the Sfiras Omer, which was a process of preparing oneself to disengage from anything else which might disturb the connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam, which might disturb the Kabbalah Sotayah. So in a way, what we're saying here is that this message of ponim beponim is, first of all, maybe we can take it out in what I mentioned before, kashidab yishol re'ehu, and the way to promote our relationships is this concept of actually disengaging from other activities when we're talking to a child or when we're talking to a partner, wherever it is, by disengaging by other activities, we are being machshiv, and we are showing the zerotzen to have that interaction. And secondly, and more importantly, when we're talking about shavuos, when we want to be zeichet to the oras ponim, we say, "Ba'oy ponecho nosat olam Hashem elokeinu toyas chayin." That Rebbeinu gave us the oras ponim, he gave us the Torah. That actually, it's not just the Rebbeinu Shlom being made upon him, and we say in Davin, "Hoy ponecho migdoshcha Hashemim." It's a two-way thing. If we want the Rebbeinu to be made upon him on us, and by us being poinani mikol asokai, and I saw once a Rav advising his kehillah to, in a practical application, maybe if it is like switching off a mobile, that creates a ponim el ponim, because that is actually, in a practical application, I think of it, because it's an abstract concept here, it's where a person is being poinani mikol asokov and turning towards Rebbeinu Shlom. So in that school semester, we'll be able to facilitate the Rebbeinu Shlom to show his ponim to us, and we should be zeichet to it. Yom Tov and Kabbalah Sotayah.